Before we started, you could hear each other talk, and the noise level was going up and up and up and up. And a couple of you looked at your watches and said, okay, it's time. And things got quiet. 2 days in a row, I heard that. I heard that at a funeral yesterday, Stand By Me. Nice song. That is our prayer. Lord, stand by us. Elijah goes up the mountain, Horeb, sits in a cave. The wind blows. The earth shakes. The fire, which all of us in across this Northern Hemisphere are becoming more comfortable with these days. Not that we're ever comfortable with fire. But it's not there that he finds the Lord. He finds him in the quiet, in the whispering moments of silence. They're suggesting so often now for the young people that we cut them off from these social programs, have them turn off their phones. I think we should follow that example ourselves sometimes, huh? Turn off the phones, turn off the cable TV, turn off the background noise. But I think we're afraid to. We're not quite accustomed to the quiet moments. No, we're reaching out to the Lord, you know, when we're tossed about in the storms of our life ourselves. I'm sure Peter was well aware of the circumstances. He was a fisherman. He knew what the conditions were like when they were crossing the lake. He knew what a storm was, and yet here comes Jesus. It is you, Lord. Yes. He gets out of the boat. Come to me. He comes. But he has doubts. He's afraid. He begins to sink. But the Lord reaches out his hand immediately, it says. No time wasted. He grabs him. And I imagine then the storm subsided. They all looked and wondered and said to a person, ah, this is the Son of God. To meet the Lord ourselves, do not be afraid. Nowadays, we encourage people to follow the daily readings of Scripture and see the Lord present there and what he might be saying to us about our world and the revelation of the present, our time in prayer. We no longer go up to, well, you know, some go up to Holy Hill, okay. But he can be found in the basement too. Can be found all over. We're used to him in the storms because that's when we need him. Each of us at various points say, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Lord, save me. And he does. And here we are. And he graces us still. Think of poor Paul there. How many times he saved Paul. Changed his whole life around 180 degrees. And here's Paul at the end of it all, in Rome, imprisoned. Is he praying for himself? No. He's praying for his people. Oh, the ones that had all the benefits. Lord, take it from me and give it to them. His unselfishness. I suggest that with all the noise, all the games, all the events, the state fair, all the cream puffs, all the hoopla about last-minute vacations and everything else, that you carve out for yourself a place of quiet. And in that quiet, not to fear. And listen for direction and affirmation and love that comes from God. And if it's not God's chosen people that you need to pray for all the others in this world of ours. Oh, so many. Beyond our own limitations, our aches, our pains, our worries, our fears, so many others that need our prayer. And not only to the Lord, but to the ones who have gone before us, to the ones we know already are in the kingdom. That's what we pray for in this communion. Communion with the risen Jesus, communion with the risen others, communion with sisters and brothers all over this world. Yes, we need to turn the noise level down, that we might hear with our hearts. Amen.